Blackstone Audio presents The Zigzag Girl by Ellie Griffiths. This book is read by James Langton. For my mother, Sheila De Rosa, and in memory of my grandfather, Frederick Goodwin, stage name Dennis Laws. I'faith, he looks much like a conjurer. Christopher Marlowe, Dr. Faustus. Part 1. The Build-Up. Chapter 1.
"Looks as if someone sliced her into three," said Solomon Carter, the police surgeon, chattily. "We're just missing the middle bit."
"I must not be sick," thought Edgar Stevens. "That's what he wants. Stay calm and professional at all times. You're the policeman, after all." He looked down at the shape on the mortuary table. You couldn't really call it a body, he thought, almost dispassionately. It was more like one of those classical statues, head and shoulders only, hacked through just above the breasts. The beauty of the face and the flowing blonde hair only heightened the sense of unreality. He could be looking at a model head in a milliner's shop. Apart from the clotted blood and smell of decaying flesh, that is. Despite himself, he felt his stomach heave. "We can't be sure that the head and legs are from the same body," he said, pressing his handkerchief to his lips. Solomon Carter laughed heartily at that one.
"There are hardly going to be two dismembered women's bodies floating around Brighton at the same time."
Edgar shifted his gaze to the end of the table, where the legs lay primly side by side, still clad in flesh-coloured stockings, cut off mid-